you.
Hello, hey, no, two, hey, three, easy, four. Easy, Gia.
Easy. Okay.
I'm right. Supposed to say hi, Gia.
Oh, hi, Keisha. You're not
supposed to do any of that like weird improv stuff.
Oh, sorry. I know.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Tired.
Yeah, punchy. A little punchy. Okay, perfect.
Perfect. We're in for a good one.
I know. I'll brace myself. Okay. So, all right. So we've got Friday and we've got today, and we left off talking about how some of our favorite characters, maybe all of the characters, are behaving differently than they have in the recent past.
Right. And wondering if that was attributable to the new writing team taking things in a different direction. Yeah.
And maybe that's what's happening, but it seems like that's a little bit sloppy. Like they should have done their homework and tried to make it a little more seamless, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe they just want to put their stamp on it right away and be like, "Hey, we're here now and we're, you know, planting our flag here." And
yeah, we don't care what you did before.
We don't care what they did before. We're the new kids in town, and
yeah, I guess.
And now I'm singing that damn song in my head.
I thought there was a combination of maybe writers who had been there before and a couple of new ones, but I don't know that for sure.
No, I think you're correct. Somebody had been there already.
Yeah. So it seems like I don't know what their motivation is, but I think it's a little bit unsettling and I'm a little bit angry.
Your point is well taken. I didn't mean to brush that off. Yes. Wait a minute. What do you do?
Yeah. Huh?
Like a hunt,
like getting rear-ended over and over again, like in a car. I mean,
we went there pretty early today.
Yeah, huh? Sorry, I could just hear people tuning out now. Sorry, goodbye, Europe.
I hesitate to say this, but I did get rear-ended once and
in a car
and the girl had the nerve to say that maybe I put it in reverse and was backing up. I was waiting to get on and I was driving a Volkswagen bus and I was pretty young, you know, and I was like, I was like, as if, do you know how hard it is to shift this thing to put it in reverse, you know? But anyway, it was one of those things where anytime I was with my father in a car and we passed that spot where it happened, that's where you had the accident. You know, I'm like, oh my God, he can't remember like, you know, what day it is or what time it is or where he is or, you know, but he remembers that spot like nobody's business. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's my reminiscing about getting rear-ended. Yes. The characters are doing kind of 180s and even 360s.
Yeah. Yes.
But on the other hand, I find it like I'm really like a little bit on the edge of my seat about it all again.
Well, you know? I guess that's probably their intention to wake us up, you know. But I was kind of enjoying the place where I was.
Nobody likes change.
I know. As Ross said. That's right. I bet you're thinking sort of Ava in this context.
Yeah. Ava and Valentine.
Oh yeah, man.
To a little bit lesser degree. And then Anna today, I was like, what the, what the hell? What the hell?
Yeah, I know. Now you got me doing that too in my head. Thanks. Well, like Ava she had become someone that we felt had sort of overcome her bad impulses,
her darker impulses.
And she seemed to be sort of reaping the benefits of being a better person, you know,
a better person and like one of the wise women that you could,
She
was Trina's fierce supporter and a giver of sage advice.
Yep.
even yeah. to, you know, to Trina and even to Joss in recent times.
Yeah,
and
Joss didn't seem to hate her. Even Carly was sort of giving right. her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, she had sort of formed bridges with a lot of people that had been former yes. adversaries. Yes. And now
Nina considered her a friend.
Yeah, like her best friend. And now she's like, what is she doing? She's messing. I just feel like poor Sonny, he's going to be just like a bowl of pudding pretty soon.
Yeah, she's making a sucker out of him, you know?
She is, and now they're going to mess with his meds.
And that we know, we don't like that. That feels like something that's almost like bad, even for a soap opera, you know? It's like beyond anything that should be. You know what I mean? Like when that happened to Sasha, right?
When it happened to Sasha, and then earlier when Morgan. Ironically, Morgan, you know, that was Ava.
Yeah.
Who did
that. Yeah. I just feel like that's, I don't know.
That's an interesting, is there a line that soaps shouldn't cross or TV shows in general, you know?
Yeah. And I'm sure there are things that they haven't done that would be worse in a way, but it just seems yeah. so bad, so sinister, you know?
It is sinister, isn't it? Yeah.
And it's go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, the drinking. Like, I don't know if it was today. There was another time when Ava, I think he had fixed his own drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And then offered her a drink. And I was kind of like, well, right. Mm-hmm. She can't stop him. He's fixed his own drink and he's an adult. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of like, okay, I kind of went with that, even though I thought, you know, like a person who was trying to support him in his clean living would have probably been like, no,
And yeah, if it had been Nina, she would have tried to stop him from having his own drink, you know?
Right. But then when the next time we see them, she is fixing him a drink. She's, you know, flying him with liquor. And it's like, wow. Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's bad. I think that's bad. Well, that's
what's motivating her, do you think?
Well, first, I wanted to say that, going back to, one of the things that's so bad about messing with somebody's meds, it's not just hurting them. Potentially, their behavior and the consequences of that could hurt who knows how many other people, you know?
Yeah, right.
You're sort of letting somebody loose and you know, not really thinking much about.
You mean like you think he might become violent towards other people?
Or just go into like a deep dive, you know, and like try to commit suicide or something and wind up taking somebody out with him or something, you know, who knows?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that just seems so dangerous and bad.
I feel like I keep dismissing things you're saying, and I don't mean to. But
well, you said you were punchy, so.
I am a little, I didn't say punch me, but statistically, like, I don't think you can say that people with mental illness commit violent crimes at a higher rate than other people.
No, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say necessarily that it was, like, something. It would be sort of by accident, you know, it would be like something that happened out of like him just sort of self-destructing, you know?
Yeah. I just wanted to be careful to not like play into that stereotype of, bipolar people, you know, are going to go out and murder or something, you know?
Right. Yeah. It makes him way more susceptible to all kinds of things. And,
It's pure evil, to let somebody think they are taking their medication.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And
I wondered if it was already underway and if Ava's working with Valentine. I did too,
Is Ava working with them? Exactly. But to what end? What does she want? I first think, it's some kind of custody thing with Avery, but they've been getting along so well about Avery. So why?
Right. Yeah. And she's, well, Yeah, I don't know. I mean, ultimately, yeah, maybe she could be convinced that it's better if she just has sole custody or something. I don't know.
Maybe I can kind of see like where she'd have made up her mind that she doesn't want her daughter anywhere near the violence that's surrounds Sonny, the shooting.
Yeah.
And like, she might be like, look, you know, I was just with him when there were bullets flying and I don't want my daughter.
Yeah. That's
anywhere
possible.
Near that. So that could be a possible motivation. But I was like, what? Yeah. What? And part of, I was of two feelings about her playing Sonny. I was like, sad because I really wanted her to have true pants feelings for him.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of wanted them to have some legit romance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to see how Sonny would contend with Ava, who is just a formidable force. Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, a force. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to see how that might play out.
Yeah.
But then the other part of me was like super interested in the intrigue. Like, what the hell? Like, I didn't see this coming. What is going on here?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In spite of it being clunky and done sort of, you know, like you can see the strings, obviously.
You can, exactly. I think, that's what bums me out, that it wasn't handled with more finesse and
more artfully. Like,
you know,
not like we would have done it much better, more smoothly had we been hired to do the writing.
I we would have done so many things know about better but differently.
We would have been canceled already probably, for the stuff we might have done.
That's possible. But it just feels like they're not showing a lot of respect to their audience.
They're kind of not staying true to the characters, and
and I don't know,
in their characters. Current iterations.
Yeah, and we all know that characters like shift and, you know, go back and forth sometimes between good and bad.
But these are like seismic shifts, like
they are
colliding.
And even Sonny, and I guess you could explain his behavior, even if his meds aren't being tampered with yet, but you could sort of explain why he's so vehemently against Jason and Carly and Michael, I guess, because he just feels like he has to be, you know, to protect himself.
Yeah, I think he's just feeling sort of attacked and threatened all around. And so he's lashing out. He's not thinking clearly. That's also what made me wonder, like, is he already off his meds?
Right. And he seemed like he was like in such a dark place in his home, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's creepy there.
It is creepy because it's like a half a room.
It's half
weird.
A room with those weird lit up half heads and stuff.
It's a bad scene. Yeah, nobody's gonna thrive in that apartment. But
it'd be funny if Ava tried to like warm things up by maybe putting like hats and makeup or something on the statues.
You know, like an accent wall. It's like
maybe redo like do a pink something pink. Yeah.
Also, another shitty thing she did was like holding off on the news about Dante. That just seemed like, you know, that was just, and then like telling him, you know, oh, don't call, don't go there, you know. It's like, what's that all about? She's trying
they
to
were,
isolate
right.
him.
Yes.
Yeah. So it does seem like something's underway.
Something's afoot. Something's in the air. Something's afoot. Evil this way comes, or whatever that phrases.
Something wicked. Yeah.
Wicked. Yeah. Wicked. Something wicked. This way comes. If you're from Maine.
Yeah.
I can't say it. I've been gone too long. You do it.
Yeah.
You say it.
No. I think you've done plenty.
I don't know if we have any listeners from Maine, so we don't know if they know.
We do. But I don't think they need to hear that either.
They're living it.
Yeah. But I was thinking that, like Carly. What Carly definitely knew something was different about Sonny, And yeah, I don't
she's
know.
She's like, what happened to you? You know?
Yeah. I don't know if she'll keep an eye on him and start to think like maybe, because she was like, what is she doing here? Why are you trusting her? You know?
Yeah.
So maybe she'll put it together if Ava's involved in that, or at least maybe she would, you know, try to
figure it out. Like a king that's been isolated, and he's got all these different people whispering in his ear and for their own political gain.
Yeah.
Or like Elvis, the king, you know?
Oh yeah. It's just like,
I don't even know if it was like that with the colonel, you know, I don't know if he was,
but
I heard that, you know, the colonel was sort of manipulative, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you've heard? Have you heard that as well?
Don't even know how to respond to that.
No, that's what I was saying, and I was thinking this sounds a little weird.
All I know is that he played racquetball the night before he died.
Have we told our listeners about our tour of Graceland? I don't remember if we've told them or not.
I don't think we have, but that was one of the nuggets that we learned, right?
One of our outings as friends was we took a tour of Graceland together. What was that? 1992. That would have been. And we saw the racquetball courts where he played on the night before he died. We don't know if he showered or not, you know.
No, he probably was a little smelly, let's face it, you know.
I believe he was found on the commode. I think that's one of the so maybe he had just showered, or maybe he was getting to it, I don't know. And they didn't have Lumi back then.
Or what, Mando?
Mando, yeah.
Oh, God. Here we go.
The other thing I remember about that tour is that you bought a trivet at the gift shop. Like a trivet
Said
something about like peanut. Did it have a recipe for the peanut butter?
Yeah.
Peanut butter banana sandwiches.
I think I gave that to one of our friends in grad school.
Did you? It's probably worth that now. And also, I remember we opted to not pay extra to go on the plane, the Lisa Marie.
Oh yeah, okay. I don't remember that.
That was an extra fare. We were like, "Nah, we're good. Thanks."
Yeah, this was disappointing.
It was really kind of sad. I mean, I don't think it was disappointing, but I knew, you know, I'd driven by there plenty, so I knew it wasn't. But it's kind of sad because it's not as grand. It was as grand as it could be for the time. You know?
Yeah.
But it seemed sort of dingy and sad.
There's like the soul, you know, there's no energy, no Elvis energy there. You know, it's just, it's just a weird sort of a house.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I did like seeing the clothing though. You remember the clothing, like their wedding dress and some of the jumpsuits and everything. It was cool. I'd do it again. You want to do it again?
Maybe someday. I know that, like, the General Hospital cast did a thing there, right?
I know. I looked that up when I was there that time, but it was very pricey for things.
Yeah.
So we'd have to really save our pennies to go do one of these General Hospital
things. Really would. Yeah. I won't say what I was just going to say. That would have gone too far.
Tell me privately later, but we got lost. I don't know how we got off. Oh yeah, because Sonny's being manipulated.
Yeah, I was thinking also that Dante from his hospital bed, I think he's also in a position to see that Sonny's, you know, not quite himself. And then
I was going to ask you what sort of a grade would you give Dante thus far for hospital bed acting?
Yeah, I would say a B, I guess.
Okay. I was having trouble understanding. I felt like he wasn't articulating as well. And maybe because he's trying to sound weak, a little bit weak.
So. And his voice was supposed to be hoarse from having the tube.
From the ventilator, the vent, as we would call it, the vent.
Yeah, so we'll see how much longer he's going to be in the hospital. It was a little surprising to me that he was already walking a little bit, you know?
Oh, they get people up fast.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Like they're either bruising them in their rib cage with that two knuckle thing, yeah. you know,
to see if they're showing guarding behavior.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Or they're getting them up, like we're getting you up. You know, it's like, no, my intestines just fell out my ass. Like, no, we're getting you up.
I'm good. I'm
not to get like another downer, but my father was in the hospital, and before mm-hmm. things had gone totally south, or mm-hmm. they'd already gone south, but they hadn't been proclaimed on the paperwork.
Yeah,
and so like this chipper physical therapist shows up, you know.
Oh boy. Uh huh.
And like, so we can, you know, we could work with him today, or we can, you know, like uh-huh. wanting to get him up for a walk or in the chair. And I was uh-huh. like, you know, my father's like incoherent, comatose. Uh-huh. And I said, uh-huh. I think we're good. You know, I think like read the room.
Yeah. Sorry. Is it okay that I'm laughing?
Yes. Because I was like, I just couldn't believe, you know, I know it's not their fault. They don't, you know, word hasn't filtered through, and they'd put him down for a physical therapist, you know?
Uh-huh. Wow. And yeah.
I was just like, yeah, I don't think so. I kind of did a similar thing to the chaplain that came by. I was like,
yeah.
Did I want to pray with him? And I was like, I'm good. You can ask him. Did I tell you that already? I was in such a foul mood, and I said, I'm good, but you can ask my dad, you know, because he was a church going, you know.
Yeah.
But my dad was like, no. I felt bad because I was like,
oh, Lord.
Poor little girl, you know. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, well, sorry. Get out. We're in a bad mood in this room.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't offend anyone. But you interact with so many people, and you're in this emotional place that's so dark. You're like, do I need to speak to you now? Like, are you adding to my life experience right now? No. Get out. Anyway.
I know. Yeah, you're stretched about as thin as you can be emotionally.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. So back to Dante. I have to say that I found his being awake and just his like calm demeanor and his sage words. It was like a balm, you know.
Yeah.
I was like,
okay.
He's the voice of reason.
He is. He always like takes a beat and thinks, you know, he's always thoughtful in what he says
As opposed to his father, who just like reacts no matter what. Yeah. He's just like goes to 10 instantly.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dante is very, very good. I think and especially like, cause we have a couple of women who fit that category, like Laura, you know, and Felicia. Yep.
And used to be Ava. I thought Ava
used
was
used to be Ava. Maxie sometimes. Dark. Yeah. Maxie tries. But not too many men that fit that category, right?
Cyrus, a little bit.
He flashed through my mind. I was like, nope.
He's got his own take on the world, you know, which is being now filtered through, you know, Bible phrases and But, you know, and he's got his own radio show.
Sure, and people are into it.
You're right. I can't think of other than Dante. I can't think of another guy who's
Kevin, I guess, but he's a shrink, so you'd expect
he's
him
paid
to be
for
that.
Yeah. He's mercenary about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, who else?
Okay, so the other, to maybe Valentine next. What was your take on that whole scene in the prison bus?
Yeah, that was all a little weird. But I was very disappointed, partly
in Valentine or in Brennan.
Yeah. Well,
all of them. What about Brennan, the driver? Him too.
Yeah, what a dick. No, and mostly death about. To boot. I know. I was like, okay, that so was what interesting, happened?
Wasn't it?
Well, was, was like Brennan's reaction to the sign language. Was he Brennan basically saying there, oh, Valentin found someone who's deaf to drive the van, knowing that he wouldn't hear anything we talked about? Was that it?
I guess. I don't know. And at first I didn't, I mean, I guess I don't know that he was deaf. I also thought, well, maybe he's just being totally top secret in case anybody's.
Well, that's possible too, I guess. You know, he didn't ever speak. Or did he? Did he ever speak?
I don't think so. No, Brennan was just kind of talking at him.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but it was an interesting little touch. I didn't see it coming. I was like,
I didn't either. I didn't
What are we doing here?
Yeah. But then I thought, well, gosh, wouldn't Anna be devastated to find out how far Valentin has fallen? Do you think
Has he fallen, or has he always been this
right,
guy?
Right, right. When, well, like, what's the timing? Yeah, when, so he took over when Brennan was thrown in jail, but he had been somewhat involved. And we knew he was involved because
way back
he's the
when,
one
who was Sonny,
roped Sonny in, and but he acted like he was just like a like sending the message from somebody, right?
Right? And then he was just sort of caught up in it and not in any sort of position of power in it. But yeah, now he's like the dark, you know, leader. He's the guy.
And Brennan are
in cahoots
Cahoots. Yeah, you'd think Sonny would recall that Valentin was somewhat involved with Pikeman, right? Although I don't know how much Pikeman is in Sonny's.
I don't know. The whole Pikeman thing, anytime they say Pikeman, I kind of go,
I know, it's like,
blah, 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 blah. Like, not listening to you. Like, because it's just such a, like, mess. I don't even know.
It's gone around and around. We forgot about it. Then it suddenly came back. And
I'm glad to see Brennan get some scenes, and, you know, maybe he's going to be a regular.
I guess.
She says, meh. You can have pants feelings for a bad guy. It's okay.
You mean you can?
I'm giving you permission as well. If you want to.
I'll let you know if I ever want to. But thus far, Brennan has not touched me anywhere. But Valentin, I don't know if he's just going to be like a bad guy, then he's less interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Although maybe he's going to be like a Sonny kind of a bad guy where he still has friends that he
loyal to. Like we're going to still believe that he, loves Charlotte and wants the best for Charlotte and all that, you know, which is, I guess, more like a Sonny, like bad guy, but he's got his wits about him more than Sonny currently. Anyway.
Right. And he still has feelings for Nina, and, you know, maybe part of his motivation is that he just hates Sonny, you know?
Yeah. I think we're going to see Nina and Drew together. I think that's what's
being. Yeah, there was a little bit of forecast.
Yeah.
I think even.
And
Nina
that would be like the biggest
than
loser couple on the planet, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Uh huh.
It would make some kind of sense. So, you know, kicked to the curb by Carly and Sonny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only to find passion in each other's arms.
If that's going to happen, then before it happens, I would like them both sort of slowly to unravel a bit more, you know,
okay,
to the point where they almost can't, like, speak in complete sentences.
Okay. All right, I'll go for that. I think they could both pull that off. I love the way Nina, like, comes bounding into rooms now, you know, all bug-eyed and just like, you know, raring to go. And she's got that weird energy. Like, I came here for you, Carly. You know, it's like, what? You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, that more of that, you know, I think that would be.
All right.
That would help. That would help me find that interesting, that coupling.
Okay, I think it'd be sort of fun.
Yeah, I think, because I think they've both had enough knocks that they're gonna sort of lose it, you know?
Yeah,
they can't keep it together forever.
They could, you know, be brought together by vindictiveness and passion, you know?
Like,
need to get even.
Plus, perhaps a little brain damage.
I mean, at this point, Nina is still like pining after Sunny, but that could turn to bad negative feelings just as easily.
If she thinks that he smooched Ava, if that somehow...
You know,
and Ava might even tell her because she seems to want things to implode, you know?
Yeah, but see what's going on here? We're interested. So... I don't know how they do it. They keep, you know.
Well, yeah, I know we're fools, but
is that how it is? It's not the writing, it's that we're fools.
It's because we're fools. Yeah. Okay. But I also feel like somehow like my beloved soap opera has been replaced with something and I just have to sort of stick with
it. Well, what do you want more of? What do you want more of? What are you not getting that you
I don't want everybody to change completely, like in the span of two episodes. You know, okay. I want some people to sort of stick to their true character. Like, and even like Elizabeth. I mean, she was sort of Elizabeth with Jason, but like I thought she would at least hug him. You know, even if she's got complicated
I thought about that
feelings.
Too, but I thought she maybe didn't. I thought maybe that was for Jake's sake that she didn't, you know, because he was so like, you always take his side, you know, maybe she thought it would appear too supportive.
I would think it would have been like something so instinctive that she couldn't have even like, you know, put the brakes on if she wanted to. But
I have to say that she looks lovelier in a bathrobe than anybody I've ever seen. She's like this glowing alabaster goddess.
Yeah, she really is. She's ageless.
I mean, I'm not, I don't have like pants or bathrobe feelings for her. I'm just saying this. I'm just saying this out of sheer like admiration for beauty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not that it would be wrong if I did have pants feelings, but I'm just saying this more.
Yeah.
Like,
as an art lover almost.
Yeah. Like the Kinks. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I love that song.
I know. Is there a line, "Come to Daddy"? Is that in that song?
I think it might be.
Which so is that's creepy. A little creepy. But anyway.
That, now that puts me in mind of that other song we've tashed over before that. What's that guy that Benny
Mardonis?
Yeah. I still like the song though, even though
I do
it too. Makes me want to lose the contents of my stomach at the same time. I'm like, I like this.
Yeah. It's very moody.
It's super moody. Yeah.
It really is. And I guess when you have a song like that, you are going to be a one hit wonder. You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so Elizabeth is beautiful.
Okay.
And so we're thinking then that pants feeling and bathrobe feeling are synonymous.
Well, yeah, I was just trying to keep it, you know,
with what she's wearing.
With what she was wearing at the time.
If we had never heard pants feeling and you said bathrobe feeling, I'm not sure what I would have thought.
Bathrobe feeling, it's a little looser.
okay, yeah.
And I do want to say, in case they're listening once again, to credit the General Hospital snark on Facebook, because they are the ones that coined the pants feeling term, which I just so love.
And every time you say it, I'm going to crack up because I think it's hilarious. So
it's very good. They are good, these snarkers. And someday maybe we'll get brave and see if one of them will like be a guest on the show or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they'd hate us because we cross the line a lot. We're dangerous.
Okay. I don't think we're the only two people who liked that Benny Mardonis song.
Oh yeah, I didn't mean that. I meant we frequently have raked actors over the coals and stuff.
Oh, they
try to be very careful about don't criticize actors. You know, you're criticizing the character,
or the
writing. Okay. You know.
Yeah. Okay, so they're more diplomatic. I see. Yeah.
They try to be of it. Anyway.
Okay. Well, good for them.
Funny people.
Good for them.
Did you just get your wings? What was that little noise?
It was a little text alert from work, I think.
Ignore that, please.
Oh, sure.
Please.
Sure.
It's just work. Well, I'm one other character who went through a massive shift.
Okay. Just hold on 1 second. I just had one more thing that I wanted to insert in that previous conversation.
Okay.
Once again, I thought Elizabeth was great with her kids, you know?
Yes, she's such a mother. She must be a really good mother in real life, too, and she must tap into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a maple tree, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, she just handled Jake so perfectly.
Yeah.
When he
sort
said,
of,
you know,
validating his feelings, but, you know, sort of keeping them in check a little bit.
Yeah, like, don't be a dink to everybody around you just because you're in pain. Like, yes.
Right.
or whatever they say. So this. But I liked what he expressed about how it was easier having the dead father that everybody was remembering than this live father who's, you know, just...
Yeah,
getting hauled off to jail, and
but man, Jason's taking a beating like almost everywhere, you know.
Well, he deserves it. I mean, I was like, you go, Jake. I'm like, you know, like sharpen that stick a little more before you stick it up his butt, you know, because I'm sorry. I think these, you know, I know it's fictional, but these fathers running around fathering the children and then.
Well,
going off to live their lives of crime and adventure, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just believing that Jason had no alternative, you know, to being gone and staying gone, you know.
Right, but he wasn't a father before that even.
What? Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, I guess that's true, Gia.
Has he changed a diaper since Michael?
He was a good father to Michael.
He was a good father to Michael.
Yeah.
And that was the only time he wasn't really being asked to be a father.
Yeah, that's the only kid that wasn't biologically his.
Yeah, it wasn't actually his. But yeah, he was so good with Michael. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was like was a neat time there when he...
Yeah.
And that was a nice storyline. Like, they sort of delicately handled the postpartum depression thing with her.
Yeah,
and,
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice... Once again, soaps can cover these issues in a way that you don't see always on other shows. They've got time.
Yeah.
They've got a day-to-day time to kind of cover.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, is that what you... Is that?
Yeah.
Did you get it all out?
I'm done.
I want to honor your feelings, you know, but I also want you to shut up a little bit, you know.
Message received.
Not really. I'm just kidding. I wanted to talk about Anna today.
Yes.
Sunny in the office. Did I miss something?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like we're supposed to just accept that these people can like just behave any way they want, you know, like come out of nowhere with this hostility.
So that was, I don't know, like we didn't, I was like, did I get up during Friday and miss some big chunk or something?
Well, I'm trying to think. No, there was another time recently where she was like this, but I think, oh, it was when she was talking to, what's his name? Jagger, you know? I think she was trying to convince him that she was really anti-Sunny. But when she was alone with Sunny, it was like, whose benefit is this for? Or maybe she's feeling like she has to lay the groundwork for Dex coming in. Like she wants,
you know. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's when she was talking to the guy about Dex's qualifications. And that did make me feel better. It's like, at least they're going to make him take a little test or something, you know? You know how we talked about, like, you just get to be a cop no matter what. It's like at least maybe like do a driving test, see if you can parallel park or something, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, what is she talking about? She wants inside information about Sunny's organization. I was like, huh? You know, and I thought she was just doing that just to get Dex in, like kind of playing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah. But then like Sunny comes in and she's like, I'm very busy. I'm very busy here. And
yeah.
I, you know,
yeah.
I can't do a British accent, but
I'm not sure anymore. Like, and I don't know. Is she hoping to get stuff on Pikeman? I know we tune out whenever that word comes up. So maybe we don't know.
I don't know. She was so cold with him. I mean, I could see if she said, now that I'm, you know, officially one of the, wearing the white hat, I can't fraternize with you like I used to, but I'm still your friend kind of a.
Yeah.
But no, it was like a decided, like total switch in.
Yeah.
The only other thing, change of heart, you know?
Right. Yeah. The only thing that I could think of otherwise that didn't really fit was that she was feeling so glad that Jason was innocent and that he had saved Dante, that, and I don't know if she heard Sonny's, if she had any sort of inkling that Sonny was completely like anti-Jason, you know?
But yeah, I don't know. She just read him the riot act right off the bat.
And he was totally rattled, you know?
Yeah. Poor Sonny. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be like a bowl of Jello or something.
Yeah, maybe that's another reason. It's another one of those cases where they're, instead of being true to a character, they're just putting words in their mouth to advance a plot, you know?
Oh yeah, that could be like let's unravel Sonny completely.
Yeah, like have Which, all I don't know of if his I alliances. See that. I know.
I mean, I'm not like a Sonny, you know, Sonny forever kind of like. I don't think he's a flawless character, and you know he's terribly flawed, but and petty and small and a criminal and all that stuff. But I don't want to see somebody attack his mind like they're going to
right yeah. And I don't know if you saw this episode or not. Did you see the episode at Charlie's pub when he was talking to Christina and then Blaze's mom came in?
No,
that might have been while you were away, because Blaze's mom had come into town to try to make amends with Blaze for not handling her coming out as well as she should have. And so she thought she should come talk to Christina, thinking maybe she could help her, and then sort of realizing that was wrong. But Sonny was so good with Christina. And when Blaze's mom was like, did it take you a while to get used to the idea? And he's like, get used to the idea of what, you know? And he was like, so like, he really put her in her place, you know, about, freaking out about her daughter being gay and acting like it was something, you know, you needed to sort of get over, kind of, you know. It was just like, I mean, like sort of the best side of Sonny, you know, and maybe it was sort of exaggerated too to make, you know, Blaze's mom look worse. I don't know, but it seemed like a nice moment, and Christina was so, like, you know, happy and proud to have a dad like that. You know?
Yeah, I think he and Christina together, like, we see the best of both of them when they're together, generally. Yeah. You know, like, that's a good relationship.
Yeah.
And he and Dante as well.
Right.
But that's mainly because of Dante, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it seemed like, you know, this was such an about face, like, just as far as all, he was just full of hatred, you know, when Jason and Carly came, and then to say, like, how did I ever love her? You know, it's like, whoa, you know?
Yeah, I know. It wasn't good. It wasn't a good feeling inside moment.
No, it really wasn't. It really wasn't. But,
are we ready? Can we move on to a different character? Or?
Yeah, sure, Gia, sure.
Because you brought up Blaze and her mother, and we had a lot of that today.
Yeah,
and
we
I
did.
Feel like I missed. You kind of filled me in on how, like, Sasha the Sasha quitting as, or right. being fired or quitting or whatever as the face of deception.
Yeah.
And now we've brought Blaze on. And did she and her, did Blaze and her mother have like make amends? Like, is that why she's letting her mother like railroad everything, railroad this, this situation? I don't know how to use railroad as a verb, apparently. I'm fumbling. You're just kind of leaving me hanging. You're not even like stepping in to help out.
No, I'm trying to search my mind to see, to remember if there was a scene where they made amends or if she was just, I think she was just on her way to see her and try to make things up with her, but we didn't ever get that scene.
Didn't see that. I just wondered why suddenly Blaze was being so meek and letting her mother run the show today.
I know. And then also her mother saying that she wanted her private life kept private and Blaze going along with it. So
yeah, like so Blaze is pussying out again.
Maybe, and,
so that's not gonna that's gonna stick in Christina's craw, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
And be a little issue, I would think, between them. I wouldn't want to be with somebody who wasn't gonna admit to the relationship, you know, like I don't know.
I
mean, there's way more at stake in Blaze's career than you know, like if you look at it like, well, Christina's life, people knowing that she's gay, would that hinder anything in her life?
No, I don't think so.
Probably not, you know, probably not. She's ahead of her own foundation.
Yeah.
And she's runs that bar. Does she own that bar?
I think Phyllis she just manages it. Yeah.
But in other words, she's top dog in her situations and you know. But Blaze kind of is in the public eye a little bit more or a lot more and I don't know. I just like to see her be bold and be like, you know, like screw you, this is who I am, and take it or leave it. And I don't know.
Yeah.
And what do you think deception would do? What do you think deception stance might be? Like, do you think they'd have any hesitation about having a lesbian for their face of deception?
Huh. Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it would definitely probably rattle their home and heart crowd, I guess.
The Morgan Fairchild crew would have
You know, if they're the same people who comment on Facebook, you know. I feel like they might.
We don't know that they are. We don't know where they shop.
But, you know, that could be a more conservative group, I guess. And yeah, she would be taking a big chance, I think, if she came out publicly.
I'd like to think that Maxie would be like, yeah, big deal, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
And I'd like to think that Brooklyn would feel the same way. Lucy, it sounds like, is another one whose character they're like friggin' with. So we don't know. Lucy might be.
She's all over the map. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to know what she's up to, if she's up to anything. And now it sounds like they're going to bring in another person. I don't know if she thought.
That was my other question. I was going to
back for the home
I was. I was wondering if you knew, like, if there was somebody in the wings that we don't know.
I don't know for sure, but I did see somewhere that a couple of new women are joining the cast, and I don't know. Maybe that's one of them is going to be a new.
Okay, is it you?
Yeah.
The only people that have listened to this podcast up to this point will know that it's you.
That's
like
right.
It's a nugget we've hidden. You know, it's like an Easter egg hunt.
Egg, yeah. Yeah. you heard it here first.
We were taking in our recycling this weekend, and we drive by this big park, big pretty park, and we were like next to this green section, trees and stuff, and I was like, oh my God, like there were hundreds of children. We were like, what is going on? They must be having a fair. And we had hit it right like when they'd released the children for an Easter egg hunt.
Oh boy.
And it was so cute. They were crazed. You know, they were like, they were just like, these hundreds of children were like,
wow.
Yeah, it was cute. It was very cute. But that I got worried about like the fire ants. I was like, God, I hope that you know, I'm sure they're fine. I don't mean to, but I always get worried about stuff here in Florida because there's so many like things that, you know, I don't like sit on the grass.
Little critters.
But anyways, I always forget that we have children in Florida, you know?
Yeah, and that's true. That's true.
To see hundreds of, I mean, this is a younger neighborhood and stuff. So it was, but it was super cute. And it was like I hadn't done anything Eastery, and that was like a hyper big Easter moment. It was like, I liked it. So I liked it.
Okay. That's very nice, Gia. That's lovely.
Okay. Thanks. anyway, I think I would love for Blaze to be like the, you know, totally out face of deception. And I think that would be a bold move for her and a bold move for deception. And I would applaud it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. That would, well, yeah, that would be, that would shake things up in a lot of ways, I think. Both on the show and in the audience, I guess.
You think?
Yeah.
Is that close-minded? Do we really?
No, I guess we have no idea what the percentage is of people who were made uncomfortable by that. But
well, anyway.
It's too bad her mom had to get involved, I think, you know.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. I just was like, it's easy for me to be like, yeah, come on, suck it up and come out, you know, like, because I haven't done that, you know, like, you know, I've never had to do that. So it's easy for me to be like a armchair quarterback. And but that's, I just would like to see that.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Well.
We'll okay. See. What else? Do we have any other big developments in the past two episodes?
I guess we've covered it. Yeah. Once again, the overriding feeling is one of disappointment for me.
Oh yes. Yeah. I saw what you saw, and I was like, yes, they're doing this in a very like bold manner. That's not, you know, they're like definitely manipulating things wildly.
There should have been like 3 weeks that were between,
led
you know?
Up to this. But I'm interested. I am. I have to say, like, it all got my attention, and I was like, I was like, what the hell are you doing, Ava? What are you doing?
I hope, like, if you know, whatever happens, I hope that we don't have to see Ava and Sunny in that half a room, like every time they're together. That feels so claustrophobic. Maybe that's part of the point. I don't know, but you know, it's just
helping to drive him insane.
Yeah. It's weird.
It would.
Yeah. So anyway, well, but like yeah, you said, I guess you're right.
Maybe she'll redecorate. We can hope that she'll do it. If she's gonna stay, she might be like, "Well, I took the liberty of."
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Putting in some pink flocked wallpaper or something, you know.
That's gonna get so messy if she sticks around, and if she's playing a part in the meds, or maybe she's not. I guess we don't know for sure.
She could be her own operator, completely separate from the Pikeman deal.
Right. And then maybe she'll save him. Who knows? I don't know.
Oh, that would be a nice touch, wouldn't it? You know, like maybe she would change her mind about whatever game she's playing here. And
Because would she ever do that, knowing what happened to Morgan at her hand?
God, can you imagine? Like, that would be hard to, it would be hard to like her. Wouldn't it?
I think it would be maybe impossible. And I think Carly might actually kill her.
Right. I know. Seriously.
Because
the fact that Carly can even speak to her after the thing with Morgan is amazing.
Ava tried to, like, she sort of acted like she wasn't directly responsible for him dying, you know, but.
Yeah, right.
This time around, you know, whatever happens. So anyway, we'll see.
We'll just have to watch and see, won't we? That's the exciting part.
I guess you're right.
It makes it so rich, this life we lead.
It's very rich.
Very rich.
I saved you a small piece.
Inside joke. That's her mother used to say that.
Yeah.
Small piece, yes. All right. Well, we covered kind of a lot of ground. We had a good time, and I hope that people are trusting that we're back to our regular schedule, and we'll try not to get too off track. I mean, we'll get off topic. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, but then you get rewarded with this news that I'm the new face of deception.
I'd love to see you come out with like some faux picture and put it on Facebook, like could you work up some AI thing or something with your own portrait
and do a magazine cover? I think I should just be like me. But
keep it like your classic post, though. Don't explain it in any way to anyone. Give absolutely no context and just post it.
Oh, gee.
And for once, I'll get what the hell you're talking
You'll
about.
You'll get it. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how AI works, but I think you should toy with it.
We'll see, Gia.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, this was fun. Let's do it again in a few days.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks, folks.
For coming we'll back.
We'll see you on whatever day that is, Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right, Gia. Okay. You have a good night.
All right. Have a good night. Yep. Okay. See ya.
Goodbye.